put her on and you stay on too, at least right there.
How are you, Madam Prime Minister?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very happy to hear you.
I'm delighted to hear your voice. I wanted so much to come, but I thought I would have to go back actually yesterday night.
Yes?
But it's, I'm just here for today. I'm going this evening.
Well, we will miss seeing you. We would have been delighted to have a visit with you, but we understand your crowded schedule and all responsibilities. We are pleased and honored, though, that you could come to the United Nations.
Yes, and you know, we've had these terrible floods and in northeast India, so that was another reason why I think I should go back straight away.
Well,
how are you keeping, especially?
Oh, I'm just feeling fine and enjoying life and trying to get out from some of its burdens and... Got a young grandson that's...
Actually, one of the main reasons for my coming to Washington was to call on that important gentleman.
Well, he has left. I guess that he went away last week, and my other daughter is having a baby about 10 days from now.
Wonderful.
And the little boy's mother wanted to go home for about 10 days and come back and be here when the other baby was born.
Yes. And it's wonderful for you to have them, I think. I see some very lovely pictures.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I'll send you some more.
Okay. How's Mrs. Johnson?
She is just doing fine. She is just in excellent health, and we're all happy and looking forward very much to being free again, being home after the first of the year, and maybe sometime we can get back to your wonderful country.
Well, you will be very welcome.
We enjoyed it so much when we were there.
Well, I hope you will be able to come.
Thank you very, very much.
You there.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a pleasant trip home.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Waiting.